We come before you, Lord Jesus. We call upon your holy name, O Lord. And we thank you for your promise, Lord of salvation, O God. For your promise, Lord, of deliverance and healing. And God, we ask that you, O Lord, would hear us from heaven. God, that you would give us grace in your sight, Lord. That you would minister, Lord, to all the needs that are represented, Lord, in this place, O God. Those that we have lifted up before you, O God. We know that you're able to save to the uttermost. So, Lord, we pray that you would minister, O God. Pour out your spirit upon us, O Lord. Amen, God. Amen. Do a work, O Lord, in your people, O God. Amen, Lord. Let us see, O God. Amen. Your goodness, your power, Lord, your loving kindness, your mercies, your grace, O Lord. Let it be manifest unto us, O God, your people, O Lord. I pray that you administer this service tonight, God. Lord, bind us together. Bind us together that we can be one body, Lord. That we can be of one spirit, Lord, in one mind, in one accord together as your people, Lord. I pray that you administer, O God. I pray that your spirit will have dominion in this place. And God, that you, O Lord, would deliver us. Amen, God. Hallelujah. Amen. Minister, O Lord. Bind us together, Lord. Draw your people together, Lord, that we can be, Lord, amen, in harmony and unity with you and with one another. Bless our praise. Bless our testimony. Bless the ministry of your word, God. Bless the man of God. Continue to do a work, O Lord. Amen, God. And we carefully praise you and thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, let it be done. And let everybody say amen.
My voice is barely hanging in there. I told myself last night, don't be hollering around. Don't get excited. But I can't help it, amen. I get excited about the word and the things of God, amen. So until Pastor tells me to sit down, I'm going to come up here and I'm going to worship. Amen. And I hope you guys came to worship God, to get something from him. Amen. If you did, you're in the right place.
Amen.
All right, let's worship him this evening. 210 in your hymnals if you'd like to follow that.
Thank you, Lord.
Christ, our Redeemer, died on the cross.
Thank you. Hallelujah.
Mighty God.
Oh, Lamb of God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
I'm
Preacher's itch. but I've never tried to run from the calling either. Amen. But man, I feel a great presence of the Holy Ghost in this place tonight. Amen. My Lord, my Lord. Such a good and awesome crowd. Amen. Amongst us tonight. And I'm still feasting on the Word of God last night.
Yes.
Amen. And praise the Lord. I was once that lost coin.
Yeah.
And I'm so thankful that, amen, that somebody found me.
Yes.
Amen. And I was thinking on those lines today, and if you were here last night, there shouldn't be a doubt in your mind, regardless of your past or background or what family you come from or what mess you got yourself into or what just happened to you by chance. There shouldn't be a doubt in your mind. No matter who you are, God wants you. God is reaching for you.
Amen.
In fact, he said that he came to seek and save them that are lost.
Yes.
Praise the Lord. I was one of them that was lost. Amen. But now I'm found. Amen.
Yes.
Praise the Lord. And I'm so thankful for that. Hallelujah. I feel overwhelmed tonight by the presence of God.
Sure.
I'll tell you what. I feel like tonight, if the Lord will allow me to, you know, some of you preachers probably understand this. Sometimes you feel like maybe you've got a message that maybe you're reaching for one or two. But I feel like that maybe the Lord's given me a message that I can preach to the whole house tonight.
All right. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Well, praise the Lord. No matter if you're in your infancy stage, if it's your first time here, or you've been in this thing for years, amen, if God will anoint this feeble mind, praise the Lord, amen, and help me tonight, amen, I believe we'll have church.
Yes.
We came to have church. Let's talk about church. Let's go to the book of Acts, praise the Lord. Y'all, we're apostolic, we know it well. If we don't know it well, we're fixed to know a little bit about it anyway.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Amen. Acts chapter 1 and verse 12, we know that Jesus began to preach unto those 120 or however many was there. Somebody said there might have been as many as 500, but maybe only 120 made it. But however many was there, amen, Jesus, right before he was received up into the clouds, he began to tell them to go and wait for the promise of the Father. Praise the Lord. Mm-hmm. So if I could pick up reading, praise the Lord, here at verse 12 of the first chapter. It says, then returned they unto Jerusalem from the mount called Olivet, which is from Jerusalem a Sabbath day's journey. And when they were come in, they went up into an upper room, where abode both Peter, James, and John, and Andrew, and Philip, and Thomas, Bartholomew, Matthew, James, the son of Alphaeus, and Simon Zelotes, and Judas, the brother of James. These all continued with one accord in prayer and supplication. Somebody say the women.
The women.
And Mary, the mother of Jesus, and with the brethren. That's menfolk too. Praise the Lord. And all these, in all those days, Peter stood up in the midst of the disciples and said, the number of names together were about 120. And he made this prolific statement. He said, men and brethren, the scripture must needs to have been fulfilled, which the Holy Ghost by the mouth of David spake concerning Judas, which was the guide to them that took Jesus. Praise the Lord. I'm going to skip ahead. So let's recap just momentarily here. They had made it to the upper room. They had been in the obedience of the Lord. And there was about 120 of them. And they was all with one accord in prayer and supplication. Amen?
Amen.
And verse 2 said, and when the day of Pentecost was, or chapter 2, verse 1, and when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were with one accord in one place, and suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind.
Yes.
And it filled all the house where they were sitting.
Yes.
And there appeared unto them cloven tongues like as of fire.
Hallelujah.
And it sat upon each of them.
Yep.
Somebody say, I want that to happen to me.
Praise the Lord.
And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance.
Yes. Amen. Amen.
Praise
Amen.
The Lord.
Amen.
And they were dwelling at Jerusalem, devout men out of every nation. Every nation, praise the Lord, that means every nationality.
Yeah, that's right.
Under heaven, well,
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Let me read this scripture and I'll try to produce a thought tonight. Verse 6 says, now, when this was noised abroad, the multitude came together and were confounded because that every man heard them speak in his own language.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. So, this is a thought God give me, and I hope that you'll help me preach it tonight.
Amen.
And I'll be honest with you, all I know is I'm getting started. I don't know where we're going to end up, but I'll let you know. Praise the Lord. Amen. But I would like to preach this thought that God spoke into my spirit just a couple of nights ago during this revival. Prayer before the noise. Prayer before the noise. Amen. Would you lift your voice up tonight? Pastor, would you pray?
Lord, hallelujah, Jesus. I pray that you have a way.
Amen. You can be seated tonight if you want to be. Amen. My. I just certainly feel the Holy Ghost tonight.
Amen.
Such a heaviness, man. It's going to be hard for me to preach. Praise the Lord, but I'm going to do my best. Hallelujah. And by the way, if you've prayed 1 minute today, I thank you.
Amen.
If you've stretched it out to five, I even thank you more. If you spent an hour today praying, God bless you.
Yes.
Amen. And what's good about that is I'm not only thankful, but you've opened the gates.
Yes.
Amen.
You've
yes.
opened the gates of heaven tonight.
Hallelujah.
And you're standing in line for a blessing if you'll receive it.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Because before God does things for his people generally conversate with him.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Sometimes it's my prayer. Amen.
Yep.
Sometimes I can have a burden for the lost. I can begin to cry out their name before God.
Yep.
Just in a moment of time, they'll walk through that back door.
Right.
And their life will be changed.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Amen. Y'all know what I'm talking about.
Yes.
Yes. Amen. Amen. Sometimes, well, praise the Lord.
Amen.
The sinner didn't know to pray. Amen, but the man or woman of God did.
Yeah.
And so as you prayed, my God, I feel the Holy Ghost.
Yeah.
God began to honor your sacrifice.
Yes.
That time of day, it all stood still. Amen, and for that moment, for those minutes, those hours, however long it was, amen, you stood there and you conversated with the God,
yes.
the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords.
Amen.
Not just any God, but according to Matthew, chapter 28, praise the Lord, in 18, and Jesus came and spake and said unto them, all power
yeah.
in heaven and earth is given unto me. Praise
yeah.
the Lord. So if you're praying to Jesus tonight, friend, you're praying to the right God.
Yeah.
If you're praying to any other God, you're praying to a God that is limited or has no power at all. Because all, my friend, amen, is given unto Jesus. He's not just any God, but he's the author. He's the finisher of my faith. Praise the Lord.
Yeah.
him tonight?
Amen.
Hallelujah. He's a great big God.
Yes.
Amen. He keeps his word.
That's right.
He's worthy tonight of our praise.
Amen.
Amen. I'll probably be getting back to the book of Acts, but Jeremiah 33 and verse 3 said, call unto me, and I will answer thee.
Hallelujah.
Did you hear me out there tonight?
Amen.
One that may feel like that they're feeling so lowly at heart that they can't even lift up their voice unto the King. Hear me tonight. Call unto me.
Yeah.
And I'll answer thee.
Yeah.
I'm not going to leave you hanging.
Right.
I'm a friend.
That's
sticking closer than a brother.
That's right.
Hey, man, I'll not forsake you.
Yeah.
I'll not leave you.
Oh.
I'll go all the way. Even at the end of the world.
Yeah.
Call on me.
Jesus.
And I will answer thee. And shew thee great and mighty things.
Yep.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Woo!
Amen.
And I love coming to the church house.
Yes.
Amen. I love kneeling in prayer.
Amen.
I love feeling those Holy Ghost goosebumps.
Yeah.
Rolling up and down the backyard of my soul.
Yeah.
Amen, friend. But you're just getting started.
Yeah.
God said if you call on me, I'll do mighty things. I'll deliver you of whatever mess you're in. Come on, somebody.
Amen.
Amen. Whatever evil that's come against you. Can I tell you, I'll raise up a standard to test it. Come on. Whatever disease you have, whatever sickness you have in your body, I've already took the strife up on my back for your healing. Whatever miracle you need, I'll make a way. Brother said not to be away, but there's a hint. You got to call on me, and I'll be mighty things. Bible told me, and I believe every word of it. It said, God is not a man that he should lie. I'm telling you, whatever promise he made, I mean, you might as well just get ready for it. The presence of God, amen, is coming your way. If you'll only believe, all things are possible to them that believe. The last part of that is, he said, I'll do great and mighty things, which thou knowest not.
Wow.
Hallelujah. I'm going to tell you something. Sometimes, most of the time, my mind is not large enough, praise the Lord, to predict or to understand or even know exactly what God is going to do, because his ways, amen, they're so much higher than my ways.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Tell off on myself a little bit, but amen. I know nobody in here has probably ever had any run-ins with the law but me, right?
Right.
Maybe I could just do this just in case you want to tell on yourself. If you ever had any law problems, just stand up. See? We ain't alone in the matter, are we? Amen. You can be seated. Thank you. I feel better already. Amen.
Amen.
I was down in Lincoln, Nebraska one time, and I got myself in a little domestic. I wasn't living for the Lord. Amen. And you know, when you're not living for God, you'll do all sorts of things.
Yep.
Praise the Lord. But I was in Lincoln, Nebraska, and I'd landed myself in a little trouble. Oddly enough, I didn't think I was guilty, and I probably wasn't, but man, I'd broke the law in so many other ways, I probably should have been in there for something.
Yep.
Amen. But you all know how it is. Man, well, I chose to do the upright thing, and I got an attorney, and I said, I'm going to fight this thing. I'm going to do the honorable thing. My job at the time, I was a racehorse jockey, and I didn't want anything, standing in my way. I didn't want to have to go, detour from this state or that state. I wanted to go wherever I wanted to be a free man. And so I got me an attorney, and the situation got so tough, that I got me an attorney and I removed myself from Nebraska and I went back to Oklahoma. And so every time a court date come up, I would go back to Nebraska. Well, money was getting thin because I'd left my job. So I remember I went to court and my lawyer met me outside and he said, man, he said, you're in trouble. I said, what did I do now? Well, he said, this lady that has complained against you, she called the department and said you've been harassing her and said they're going to arrest you again and they're going to throw you back in jail. I said, man, how can I harass somebody? I moved to Oklahoma to get away from this, but that's neither here nor there. I didn't have no more money. I'd spent it all on the attorney, the trips back and forth to fight it. Amen. And there in that moment in time, I was a broken man as I ever been. Right. Because I had no resources.
Right.
I knew about God, but I was not living for God.
Sure.
I don't know if any of y'all got thrown in that Lincoln County jail or not, but let me tell you something. Amen. They don't care who you are or what you've done. You get thrown right in there with the best or the worst of them.
Amen.
And so there I was in this, it's like a maze in there. That thing's so big, I couldn't have broke out if I'd have wanted to. Wouldn't have known which direction to go. Amen. But I heard the jail cell, the doors clank behind me. And I was broken. I didn't know what to do. I wouldn't let them other people seeing it, but I'd already had me a crying breakdown outside where nobody was watching.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Didn't know what to do. But I was raised in an apostolic church.
Yeah, all right.
I was raised around people and I knew how to pray.
Right.
And so I put my back against, my God, I feel the power of God in this place. So I found me a corner where I wouldn't be noticed. I put my back against the wall. I put my head between my knees. And under my breath, I began to pray. And I began to be honest with God. And God seen everything that I was anyway. But I began to tell him, unless you fix this for me, nothing will change. And there I was. Amen. And all of a sudden, amen, an angel of the Lord walked in that jail with me. And began to talk to me. And began to comfort me. My God, I feel the Holy Ghost. Amen. And just a little bit of time, amen, maybe 5 minutes goes by, and I hear a ruckus outside. I'm talking about a cold black sinner. Amen. But I'm telling you something. Prayer was made before the noise. You think you can't touch God? Why don't you try it, ma'am? Why don't you try it, sir? Let God be the judge of it. So I heard a ruckus outside. There was this little peephole where they, you know, they hand you that phone through. I guess they're afraid you're going to whoop them through that little bitty hole. Y'all know how it's been there. They don't trust you as far as they can throw you.
Yeah.
Amen. Praise the Lord. And so I heard this commotion going on out there, and I heard somebody say, you got Luke Withey in here. And I don't know, there was 10 or 15 of those officers out there. And they said, yeah, we just now checked him in. He said, well, get him right back out of there. And boy, they went to cussing and throwing a fit. They said, we just done all that paperwork, and we just got him booked in, and now this man's telling us that we got to let him go. Amen. So it took him a little while. Amen. But the jail opened. I come up out of there. They give me back my 22 cents and my cell phone. You know how it is. And they led me through that maze. Amen. Outside that. Amen. Outside that Lincoln jail. And I seen daylight. And I begin to thank God. You criminals know how it is. I made a beeline for the car. Amen. And I didn't know where my dad was. He'd been there somewhere. And so I jumped in that car and I kind of tried to hide in the floorboard and pull everything down on me because I thought they'd made a mistake. Praise the Lord. And I grabbed a hold of that phone and I called my mother who was back in Quapaw, Oklahoma. I said, Mom, you're not going to guess what happened to me. I said, I was in the jail, head between my legs praying, and an angel of the Lord come unto me. She began to describe that angel to me to a T. She told me what he looked like and what he was wearing. She said, I was saved. Come by and remind you of your past.
Yes.
Tell you how awful you are.
Yes.
How you're no count.
Yep.
How you can't accomplish anything.
Yep.
Nothing you do matters.
Right.
But I'm serving notice on the devil.
Yeah.
Amen. I can be a reject inside the penitentiary. But if I pray, God loves me enough to do a great thing. Amen. Send an angel. Amen. To let me out of the jail. Oh, so if you hear me tonight, whatever you're going through, whatever you've got going on in your life, don't underestimate the power of prayer. Please the flesh. Some of our praying's going down the road. Some of our praying's on the side. And God, the devil will say, well, you ain't worthy. You ain't going to get the Holy Ghost tonight down there at that revival. You ain't spent all day travailing before me. I've got news for the devil. You can have it if you want it. Just stand in line. Begin to lift up your hands unto the Lord. And let him kill you. I told you I was a racehorse jockey. And I was riding to Tulsa. And I was there at the end about an hour and a half from my folks where they lived. And so my mom and dad come see me ride that night. And I don't know if any of y'all know about that business, but if you're not naturally, you know, around 105 to 115, then you really got to work to keep that weight down there. And so through the course of time, you know, I found them diet doctors that would give you a handful of pills. And when that didn't work, I went to the streets. And on top of all that, I'd get real dehydrated. You know, you'd just be depleted so you could do that job.
Yeah.
And so this particular time at Tulsa, when my mother was there, I'd have episodes once in a while after a race where I rode really hard. Sometimes I'd collapse. I've had times, you know, where it'd take them about 45 minutes to revive me with ice packs. And well, what a stupid way to live, huh?
Yeah.
Amen. Amen. Running IVs in me, just trying to get me to snap back out of it. But it was one of these times when she'd seen me get done riding the race. And this is her testimony, and I'm just sharing it the way she shared it with me. She seen me come off the track, staggering and not doing well, and white as a ghost, and all the things that went along with it. And she looked up to the heavens, and she said, God, don't let my son die.
Right, Jesus, wow.
God, would you just save him?
Yeah, right.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
And so fast forward, there was a night after I had repented of my sins and got called into the ministry. Yeah. There was a night I was up preaching and God was moving. And mom looks up to the heavens one more time and says, God, what did I do to deserve you saving my son? Yep. And at that very moment, he took her back to that racetrack there in Tulsa, Oklahoma, and reminded her when she looked up to the heavens and said, God, save my son. Yeah. I'm telling you, amen, God can straighten out your mess. God can allow you to be blessed. God can give you a testimony. The friend of mine, it's going to hinge on someone's prayer. You may not be able to pray for yourself. You may not have prayed when you come in here tonight, but I got news for you. This church has been praying. the cost. Don't give their life to God. So make no mistake about it. Prayer got you in the door tonight. You're not here by chance. You're not here by accident. God got the memo. Amen. He spoke into your spirit. He made a way you didn't even think he was coming. But nonetheless, God reached down and somehow you're here. And can I tell you, when you got a group of people, I heard the prayers at 6:30 going out before God. I heard people asking God for a move of God. Oh, come on, somebody. So when you begin to hear, amen, the sound of Pentecost, when you begin to hear people praying and crying, amen, and coming before God, that's not by accident. That's because somebody prayed. I know what hell would like me to do. He would like for me to try to get up here to make you feel more awful than you already do. He would like for me to get up here with what little prayer life you have going me to make fun of it or make light of it. Woo. Amen. But if God takes it serious, then why wouldn't I?
Will glory.
Amen.
Can I tell you something, honey? I don't care where you started. All I care about from now on is where you're going. Hell was not created for you. I know hell is enlarged itself without measure. But hell is not your destination. Amen. God has made a place. Amen. It wasn't made by man's own hand. A place where there's no more heartache. There's no more tears. Can I tell you? Amen. That's your place. Do you want to go tonight? All it takes is a little prayer.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
I think about the human side of that 120. Praise the Lord that was gathered there that day. Or however big the crowd was when the preaching started. But there was that 120 that said, I'll go. And they ended up in that upper room. It's my understanding that the first day it didn't happen, but most scholars believe that they were there probably 10 days before the Holy Ghost fell, before that rushing mighty wind come out.
Right.
Well, praise the Lord.
Amen.
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 God says, keep going, you'll get there.
Amen.
The devil says, you prayed 5 minutes, ain't got it, so you might as well quit.
Yeah.
But I'm telling you tonight, I'll stay with you as long as it takes. If you want the Holy Ghost, we're going to pray you through if it be God's will.
Yes, yes, yes. Jesus. Jesus.
I know one thing. Amen. If I can get the church members, I'm not talking about the ones that don't know apostolic, but if I can get the church members to get on the same page, to get in one mind and one accord, come on, somebody, in service to God, there ain't nothing that God won't do. God honors unity. I'm telling you, if in a unified church, amen, you have the sound of Pentecost. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Jesus told them in that message that day that you would receive power.
Mm-hmm.
After that, the Holy Ghost come upon you.
Yes. Right.
And he said, you'd be a witness unto me.
Amen.
And he basically said everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So picture this. We got 120 believers that are calling on God. They're not going nowhere.
Right.
Just like the elder said, schedule's been wiped out. We're on God's time, not our own.
By this time next year, things will look totally different than they do right now.
Right.
Just trust Him.
Right.
God sees your pain that you ain't even told others about yet. Just trust Him.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
I don't mind disappointing the devil. He may have me ear tagged and earmarked. Amen. For a trophy on hell's wall. But I got news for him. Amen. I'm not stuffed and in the gates of hell and hanging on the wall. I've got fight left in me. And through my prayer, I'm going to make it. Through my prayer, I'm going to get there. The awesomeness is God. God is.
Amen.
He'll begin to lay out the plan. And He'll begin to make promises just like they were talking about the prophecy.
Right.
Amen. That's a fixing to bust wide open around here.
Yeah.
Praise the Lord.
Yeah,
amen. We may not always understand it. We may not even always know the timing of it.
Yep.
Praise the Lord. But it doesn't stop the fact that God has a plan.
Right.
Amen. And God keeps His promises.
Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. And the good thing about it is, there may only have been 120 that met in that upper room, but they had a made up mind.
Yeah.
I'm going to have faith in God. First step of being a witness was to be. They didn't know much about witnessing. They're doing their best. In fact, amen, two men in white robes had to remind them what Jesus said. We just go back to, why are you standing here gazing? That's not what God told you to do. We go back to Jerusalem. Oh, hallelujah. That's why we need the preacher. But that was the other night's message. Hallelujah. But they went, and they began to seek the Holy Ghost.
Yes. Oh,
it was spoken of by the prophet Joel.
Yeah.
Amen, but they didn't know all about it. Amen, but the 120 said, I've got a made up mind. I'm staying here in this upper room. I'm not going anywhere. Amen, with my prayer and supplication. You know what supplication is? That's your petition to God. What's your supplication tonight? What do you want God to do for you? My idea of what I want God to do for me may vary a little bit, but what you want Him to do for you, but that's not what's important. The important thing is, with prayer and supplication and a made up mind, amen, it'll get the attention of a God that can supply any need. So they sought, and all of a sudden there was a change of the atmosphere.
All right. Mm-hmm.
You can almost feel it.
Praise God.
Amen. It was a sound as if a wind was blowing. Not just any wind, but a rushing wind.
Yeah.
Amen. It might have been the same sound, similar, amen, to what was going on in the mulberry trees right before, amen, God destroyed the Philistines. Amen. I think David might have heard that sound. Amen. I think you, amen, that have lived for God very long, you've heard that sound. You know, when the devil's over there in the corner, he's whining, he's crying, he's trying to disrupt your life, but he can't stop the will of God. He can't change your future. He don't have a destination on you.
Yeah. 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 Yeah.
Some of you, amen, has escaped shootings. Some of you has escaped car wrecks. Some of you has been delivered from poison. Come on. Some of you have been delivered from toxic drugs. Did you ever ask yourself why? It's because somebody done prayed for you. It's because God's plan wasn't Satan's plan. We move and live and have our being.
Amen.
Not in the devil.
That's right.
Not in the discouragement of the world.
That's right.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
I may not like Biden, but he don't control my future.
That's right.
I may be sick of my belly with all the politicians. Amen. But they don't control my future. Because I know I got a God. That one day he's going to step back out on that eastern cloud. He's coming back just like he went away. Honey, he's coming back after the church. And I'm going to be the church. So you're going to be a witness after the Holy Ghost is come. So we're not going to put the cart before the horse, are we?
No, no.
We don't know how Jesus is going to work out this witness thing. Some of you understand it because you've been there. With the ones that the Lord's still dealing with. You don't know how God's going to work it out. Let me tell you, get the Holy Ghost and God will begin to figure it out for you. So here we go. We got this 120. Rushing mighty wind come on the picture after prayer was made and noise began to erupt in that upper room.
Amen.
Right. I tell you something about the upper room that you may or may not know. Amen. According to most, amen, that know, in the bottom of that upper room, amen, was King David's sepulcher.
Yep.
And if you go down there today, you'll see men praying around the clock. You don't hear me, do you? It wasn't just any upper room. It was already a place where down in the basement, down in the foundation of the joint. Can I tell you, if you'll build your life on a foundation of prayer, not to any God but the God, you'll see a difference in your life. You'll see a difference in your home. You'll see a difference in your family, your loved ones, your friends, your neighbors.
Amen. Thank you,
Lord.
Amen. Back before I understood all this, I used to read that and I thought, why are they preaching about David so much? When he said that he is now their witness, he was.
Yeah. Yeah.
Amen.
That's right.
That wasn't a fib.
No.
He was there. And others realized it was a holy place long before the 120 said, we're going there to pray.
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah. Amen. You're here because this is a holy place. There's been others already here talking to God before the church. Amen. Of the living stone ever come in here. Amen. People was praying and getting direction for God. It's not here by chance. It's here that tonight in this place you can get salvation. It's here tonight. There's a water full of water. There's a baptistry full of water that you can go down in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Wow.
So they praying with that witness promise is still hanging over their head. Here comes that sound of a rushing mighty wind. And they all begin to be filled with the Holy Ghost. And they begin to speak in a language they didn't even know.
That's right.
They'd never spoken before.
Amen.
Amen.
Do we understand what really happened? Then after prayer, it was noise abroad. And then that witness God said would come. Guess what? They was talking about the mighty things of Jesus in a language they had never spoke before.
Yes.
You don't hear me, Dad.
You say, how can I be equipped to do anything for God? Let him fill you with a different language. Let him give you a different walk. let him give you a different talk. You're not first in it. I'm not first in it. But the awesomeness of God is with his power and his authority. He will use you and I to be a witness and make a difference. We're not easily amazed.
Amen.
We got all kind of things floating around out there in today's world. Well, who would have thought we'd have a phone in our pocket all the time? Who would have thought we'd have a television in our pocket all the time?
Yeah.
We had preached about them for years. Now everybody's got one.
Right. Yep.
Amen. But that don't stop a move of God.
No.
Come on. Yeah. God will still amaze you.
Yeah.
He'll still amaze others.
Yeah.
Once the Holy Ghost has come up on you.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. So when they were filled with the Holy Ghost, amen, it began to be noised abroad. And they began to speak in other languages as God gave the utterance. And that noise went out. Amen. And they began to hear. And so much so, amen, that they came up to Peter and the rest of them. And they began to ask, what shall we do? Come on, we feel the excitement. We feel the divine presence of God. Now, what must we do? Amen. Glory to God. Just a little prayer meeting. Just a little talk with Jesus. Amen. Tell him I'm ready to change my mind. Come on. Tell him, God, I'm ready to accept you into my life. I'm ready to live different. Amen. I want this. I don't understand it. I feel it. I feel the overflow of it. I don't know what it's about. But let me get in line tonight. God, whatever you're selling, I'm buying. I want it tonight. All you gotta do is meet God. He's calling you tonight. Get up. Get up. In Jesus' name. Get up, my friend. Get up, my child. Get up, my daughter. Accept me tonight. Let me fill you with the Holy Ghost. There was a lady back home, and she said she was a Baptist lady. I'm not going to argue with her. You can call yourself whatever you want, but it doesn't change God. Right? And I got to noticing she hadn't made no move, but I could look back there on that back pew. When I was preaching, I could see the Holy Ghost all over. Don't make a mistake about it. Her emotion never changed. But I could see it. I told my wife, Sister Savannah, I said, honey, I said, one of these days she's going to make a move. And I said, when she does, God's going to fill her with the Holy Ghost.
Jesus.
Sure enough, praise the Lord. Wow. One night the preaching went forth. Hey, man, she come up and stood about right there. And she lifted her hands, and with just a couple of minutes, she was speaking in other tongues.
Wow.
As the Spirit of the Lord gave
up
to her. I don't know how to live apostolic, but I know one thing. I'm not Baptist anymore. Can I tell you? Don't you worry about it. I'm still learning how to live apostolic. But I know one thing. I serve a God that has changed me. Amen. I'm a new creation in Christ Jesus. Those old places I used to go, I don't go there any longer. Those old friends I used to have, they won't have anything to do with me any longer. But I'm telling somebody, amen, about Jesus. So don't let me steer you off.
Hallelujah.
When I tell you that they waited 10 days, it may not take you that long.
That's right.
But what most all already have in common that receive it is therefore right there in that very moment in time, they're ready to receive the Holy Ghost.
Yeah.
And they more want it more than anything else.
Right. Yes.
And they've already made up their mind.
Yep. Amen.
I remember my repentance.
Right. Yep.
I can't really talk for others because I don't know their story.
Mm-hmm.
But I know mine. Right. Here I was, a backslidden apostolic. I'd probably left the church at 13, 14 years old and began to run the streets and live like the devil. Amen. And it wasn't that I was poor or nothing. I rode races, made money. Amen. So, you know, that's a false analogy. We think that money buys happiness.
Yes.
Can I tell you all, money bought me was more trouble.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. But I remember, amen, after God had spoke to me in that motel room and told me he didn't have to live that way longer, I began to go to church. Amen. But I remember the night that it happened. Amen. The preacher hadn't even preached yet. But along about the worship service, something got a hold of me. Amen. And I went up. I was on that side of the church. And I found me a corner where I wasn't bothering anybody. And I began to cry unto God. I said, God, if you'll just forgive me of my sins. I said, I don't care what I do for a living. I don't care from here on out. I'm yours. I said, God, I know I'm a bachelor. I can't find no one to stay with me. And if I have to die a bachelor, I'm still going to live for you. Can I tell you, I got up from that Holy Ghost filled experience. Amen. It was just months time. I was married. I owned property. And God began to move in my life. Because I was ready to live for him.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
But before the noise, before the blessings, there was prayer.
Yeah. Yeah.
Amen. A lot of times we, whether it's we or the devil, we get talked out of making those steps.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
We're so intelligent. And that's kind of hilarious because I was so intelligent I couldn't even live for God. And it wasn't till that point that I made the admission I've had total control of my life, all of my adult life, and here I am without, and I'm wretched and I'm miserable. And there's a hole and there's an empty spot in me. And no matter what I do, how hard I work, how hard I try to love people or be kind to someone, I'm still left, amen, feeling used and abused and mistreated. I'm left isolated and desolated. And I'm looking for that new white, that next white line or that next fix, that next bottle. Amen, it don't bring no peace. It just carries me away to the next shot, the next opportunity. But I'm telling you, God is that peace that passes all understanding.
Amen. Amen. Jesus. Jesus.
So I did it.
Thank you, Jesus.
I said, God, here I am. In all of my junk.
Yep. Yes.
All of my failures.
Yes.
I've tried it my way. I've left no stone unturned. I've done whatever I wanted to do, and a lot of things I wasn't big enough to.
Sure, yeah, sure.
But I said, Lord, if you'd just save me. Just save me. You should have heard my marriage proposal to my wife. I had an extensive, long, what do they call that? When you're going to get married.
Proposal.
Yeah, but what do you think? You know where you put that? Well, I'm getting married in a year. What do they call it? Engaged?
Yeah, engaged.
Oh, yeah. Had a long engagement. I don't know why she didn't laugh at me and run off, but she didn't. Because this was my proposal. I said this. I said, I don't know where we're going to live. I don't know what I'm going to do for a living. I said, in fact, the only thing that I know is from here on out, I'm going to live for God.
Yes. Come on. Come on. Amen. Amen.
But if you want to be a part of that, let's get married. Right. She said, when are you talking? I said, well, if our mind's made up, why wait? Mm-hmm. In 2 weeks, we were married. We just had our 21st wedding anniversary. Because I trusted God. I couldn't have a relationship last 6 months. I think I had one last 2 years one time, and that's just because we've already seen each other. But with God, all things are possible.
Yeah. Yeah.
All things are possible. But before the noise, before the testimony, come on somebody, before God can be activated in your life, prayer must be made.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Jesus.
I'll tell you what I'd like to preach on. I've got all kinds of notes and intelligent things wrote down here. I'm sure they are. God be if God getting to me, right?
That's right. Amen.
I'd like to preach at some of the preachers tonight. Not to put you down, just to lift you up. And I feel like giving the call.
Do it.
I don't think I need to say anything else, really. Other than just to ask you, are you ready to give God a chance?
All right. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
I understand that you've been out there in the world and you're not sick of it yet. I understand that even though you're living for the devil, if you still feel like you're getting blessed, then you're not ready for what I'm talking about.
Right.
If you're tired of running your head into that proverbial brick wall, if you're tired of your life being in a drama field and upside down all the time,
yes.
If you're tired of being abused by those that you call your friends or maybe even your spouse, you say, well, I'm not doing too bad, but the way I've lived has caused my children to have a less than blessed life. They're full of troubles.
My.
Can I tell you just to stop it tonight?
Lord God, help Jesus.
Just to say tonight, God, I'm just going to turn it over to you.
Thank you, Jesus.
See, a lot of times we don't even know how to pray. We're so brand new.
That's right. Amen.
I like to tell folks, works for me, it'll work for you. Just talk to God like you'll talk to any other person.
That's right. Amen.
But wait a minute. He's more holy than any other person.
That's right.
So you can trust him with your deepest,
darkest
secrets.
Yes.
Amen. Things that you've done that you haven't even admitted to yourself.
Right.
You can tell God tonight.
Right. Amen.
You can trust him.
Amen.
Can I tell you a few things that prayer accomplishes tonight? The musicians are welcome to come, but just give me a minute. You can make your way on up here. Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Prayer and supplication brings forth the sounds of Pentecost. We've heard of this entire revival.
Yes.
People overjoyed with their prayers, speaking in tongues, running the aisles, singing songs. Prayers ushers that in. Prayer is a direct communication to God without any interruptions. This is my favorite. And we should all take this seriously. Prayer allows you and it allows me to push evil out while letting the Spirit of God in.
Yes.
Woo!
Amen.
You want some rid of that junk?
Yes.
Just begin to give it to God.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
And let him come in.
Amen.
Prayer changes things.
Yes, it does.
Amen. Luke 18:1 said, and he spake a parable unto them at this end, that men ought to always to pray and not to faint. Don't ever stop praying. If things are dark in your life, pray. If you're on the mountaintop and everything's going good, pray. Praise the Lord. Don't ever stop praying. The book of Matthew, we know the Lord's Prayer well. This may be remedial for some, but for some, they don't know where to begin.
Right.
Matthew chapter 6 and verse 9 says, now understand the wording, after this manner, therefore pray ye. In other words, it don't have to be exact.
Right.
But let me give you a how about.
Yeah.
Amen. Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. God, it's old me, old sinner Luke. I used to say that's old drunk Luke. It's old drug user Luke, but here I am, God. I know you're way holier than me, but I so appreciate you letting me talk to you today. I know I'm not worthy, but here I am. You said I could. In fact, you told me I ought to always do this. So, here I am. God, It said, "Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven." I read word in the book of Acts. It told us that he was coming back one day. He's going to split that Eastern cloud. He's going to come back like he went away. He's bringing the kingdom with him. We know he's coming back. The Bible says it. We know what's happening. We know that we're earthly vessels. So God, I know you're coming back. Help this earthly vessel to make preparations. I don't know the first steps, but you said that I should pray to you in like manner. Amen. He says, "Give us this day our daily bread." That's your spiritual bread. Give me the words from you that I need, the encouragement words I need, Lord, that I can make it not only through this day, but the days that are to come.
Yes,
and God, by the way, forgive me of my sins, he says, and forgive us our debtors as we forgive our debtors.
Uh-huh.
Forgive my debts, Lord. I've sinned against thee. I've messed up. I've made a mess. Forgive me. And oh, by the way, oh, Joe over there that's been nothing but mean to me, would you forgive him too? Why is that important? Because if I can't forgive Joe, then God can't forgive me.
That's right.
It's true.
I know this is simple to some, maybe even remedial to others, but for the one that don't pray, for the one God's reaching for tonight that maybe hadn't made the start, can I tell you, prayer before the change.
Hallelujah.
Prayer before the noise.
Amen.
Prayer, amen, before the day of Pentecost.
Thank you, God.
Prayer before the blessings in your life.
Amen.
So as they say tonight, whomever you are throughout the house,
hallelujah,
whether you're a minister of the gospel and you're praying for great moves of God in your life, remember, Elias was a man of light passion, but he prayed.
Amen.
Part of his calling was praying for a drought so he could turn people back to God by the falling down of fire from heaven. And it took prayer. Amen. Prayer was made at the by Jesus Christ at the tomb of Lazarus. When he lifted up his voice and his eyes to God, he said, "God, I know you hear me always, but for the people's sake, I'm going to pray. I'm going to teach them they need to pray." And he began to pray and he said, "Lazarus, come forth." And that dead man came forth out of that tomb, praise the Lord, bound and gagged with his grave clothes on, all because prayer was made. Would you come tonight? What do you want God to do for you? There'll be noise. There'll be magnificent things happen in your life. It'll be greater than you can imagine. Let's pray. See what God will do. Would you come to us?